Chapter 6. Sprinkles came running from the kitchen to greet Lexi the second she opened the door. Lexi bent down, scooping her up in her arms, allowing the dog to plant wet kisses on her face. The unconditional love of the little dog made her feel all warm and happy inside. Lexi's momentary happiness was short-lived. Remembering what Nance had said less than an hour ago at the senior center caused butterflies of uneasiness to take up residence in her stomach. Could it be true? Was someone trying to frame her? And if so, why? Lexi didn't have any enemies that she knew of. Could it be someone who wants to harm her business? A competitor, maybe. She didn't know of any other bakeries in the area. She couldn't imagine who would go to such lengths just to ruin a business. Her cell phone went off, sounding abnormally loud in the silence. Lexi jumped, her heart racing. She dove for it, hoping it was Jack announcing they could go back to the bakery. It was Cassie. "Hi, Cass. I haven't heard anything yet." "Oh." Cassie's voice had a note of dejection.
"I was thinking we could get together to brainstorm a suspect list."
Nance had said Lexi should start looking for people with means, motive, and opportunity, but hearing Cassie suggest it too made the whole thing seem so overly dramatic. Then again, with the bakery closed, they had nothing better to do, so why not? "Okay, come on over. We'll see what we can figure out while we wait for Jack to call," Lexi said.
"Right. Be there in a jiff."
Lexi hung up the phone. Growling sounds were coming from her stomach, reminding her it had been hours since she had eaten. She headed toward the kitchen, Sprinkles following along happily at her heels. She went straight for the fridge. It was loaded with day-old goodies from the bakery. Lexi looked at them, feeling uncertainty roil in her gut. Poison? She shook her head. She knew nothing was wrong with her baked goods. No one else had turned up dead because of eating them. Kevin's cupcakes were obviously tampered with after they were bought from her, which meant the killer must have been in the bakery that day or sent someone to buy the cupcake tops. Lexi made a mental note to try to remember all the customers who had bought cupcake tops in the days before Kevin's murder. Hunger pangs forced her attention back to the bakery boxes stacked in her fridge. She picked out a box of cupcake tops and a gallon of milk. Reaching into the box, she grabbed two tops. Both had chocolate cake with heavy chocolate frosting. Just what a girl suspected of murdering her ex needs to make things better. Lexi unscrewed the top of the milk container. The cap slipped from her fingers, clattering hollowly on the floor. Sprinkles was on it in a flash, batting the top like a cat and chasing it around the room. It was odd behavior for a dog, but Sprinkles had done it since she was a puppy. Any small item which fell on the floor was fair game for her to play with. Lexi always joked that the small dog must be part cat. Laughing, Lexi started after the little dog, joining in the game of chase until she finally retrieved the top. Washing it off, she poured her glass, then put the milk back in the fridge. Grabbing her plate, she sat at the table to enjoy her cupcake tops while she waited for Cassie. Lexi closed her eyes and bit into the last morsel of decadently chocolate cupcake, focusing every fiber of her being on the sweet, smooth taste of the chocolate and blocking out any stressful or negative thoughts. Tap, tap. Peering over at the small window in the kitchen door, where the noise was coming from, she saw a spray of shockingly pink hair. Cassie. Lexi jumped up to let her in. Cassie was in her usual after-work attire, black t-shirt, black leather skirt, and black boots, which she wore year-round. Lexi couldn't help but wonder how her feet didn't suffocate in the hot summer sun.
"Hi."
Cassie greeted her exuberantly, giving her a big hug, which Lexi gladly returned. "Come on in." Lexi stood aside to let Cassie enter. Pointing to one of the chairs at the table, she said, "Have a seat." Lexi sat opposite her, telling her about her visit with Nan's and how the Ladies Detective Club had suggested she go to the wake.
That's a great idea, Cassie agreed. You might be able to connect with some of your old friends who were still friendly with Kevin. They might have some clues about what he was up to. I'd love to go with you, but I promised Brandon I'd take over his Taekwondo class. Brandon, Cassie's brother, owned a fitness studio downtown, and Cassie often taught classes there. His wife had just had a baby, and Lexi knew it was important for Cassie to be there for him to fill in. That's okay, she reassured her friend. I feel a little awkward considering my history with Kevin and, well, the circumstances, but I would like to give my condolences to Jason. Lexi felt a twinge of sympathy for Jason, Kevin's brother. The two had always had a rivalry of sorts, with Kevin being the black sheep and Jason being able to do no wrong. Where Kevin had a dead-end job on the docks, Jason had educated himself and risen to be the deputy mayor of their little town. Lexi had remained friends with Jason even through her nasty breakup with Kevin. Even now, years later, they still had lunch together every couple of months. Lexi suspected Jason wanted to be more than friends. He'd hinted at it several times. But she always rebuked his advances because she wasn't interested. She did, however, value his friendship. And knowing the deputy mayor did have its advantages, Jason had been a big help when she needed to secure permits to open the bakery. Okay, let's try to come up with some people we can get in touch with who might have known what Kevin was doing that could have gotten him killed. Lexi pulled a piece of paper and pen from a drawer and sat poised to write. He didn't hang around much with the old gang once he started working at the docks. But I know Tom McGraw worked there with him. I could probably talk to him. He's a friend of Brandon's, Cassie offered. Great. That's a good start.
Lexi bit her lower lip, looking up at the ceiling, trying to recall any friends of Kevin's who they might have in common.
What about Chuck and Sandy from the pub?
Cassie nodded. Lexi added their names to the list. The girls went back and forth suggesting names and writing them down for a good hour until they were interrupted by Lexi's phone. She ran into the living room, grabbing it off the sofa table where she had left it earlier. Hello? Hi, Lexi, it's Jack Perillo. She recognized the voice on the other end before he even said his name.
Hi.
Lexi held her breath, waiting for him to tell her the outcome of the investigation. Her stomach jittery with nerves. The sounds of Jack nervously clearing his throat came through the phone.
Well, the good news is we're done at the bakery, and you are free to go back in.
And what's the bad news?
She felt her voice rising in a panic.
Had they found something in the bakery?
There was too much for us to go through on site, so we had to take all your ingredients to the lab for testing. I can't clear you to open for business until the testing is completed.
What?
Lexi cried into the phone. She felt all her muscles tensing up as anger boiled through her. Lexi saw Cassie come around the corner from the kitchen, a questioning look on her face.
I'm sorry, Lexi, Jack said. I'm trying to rush it along, but we have to look at everything.
Lexi felt like someone had punched her in the gut. Not only could she not open the bakery, she would have to restock all the ingredients, too. Deep down, she knew none of this was Jack's fault, but her anger was directed at him anyway.
Okay, thanks. I'll use my spare key. You can return mine later,
she said abruptly into the phone, then snapped it shut without even a goodbye. She turned to Cassie.
We can go back to the bakery, but we can't open for business yet. They've taken all our ingredients, so we'll have to restock.
Lexi saw Cassie's lips purse, her eyes narrowing. She didn't want her friend going off on a tirade, so she tried to think on the bright side. She took a deep breath and released her tension and anger with a sigh. Trying to put a positive spin on her situation, she said, "Look at it this way, Cassie. With no need to work at the bakery,
We'll have a lot more time to dedicate to tracking down Kevin's killer.